It's episode 12 of the Club Penguin podcast.
It's our 12th episode of the Club Penguin podcast. I'm Peter.
And I'm Emilia, and we'll be your hosts for today.
Well, before we start off the show today, I'm going to begin with a little site news. Firstly, site's booming, actually. It's got a good amount of views, but only about 1,000 people have visited the blog. I know there are more of you out there, and I know you have the time to go to our site. It's a great place, has tons of videos. You can take polls, download things, participate in contests, watch videos, and even listen to our new episodes before they come out on iTunes. So make sure to go to our site, clubpenguinpodcast.com, and while you're there, support our show by clicking on our ads. We really need your support, and we're kind of in debt.
Yeah, after getting the mic and Rick's fixing Amelia's computer, we've been in debt. So we said bad luck has hurt us all year. Well, Podcast 13 might not come out. Yes, it's true. We've lost a bunch of money, and we're still losing a little bit. If we can just get you to click on those ads, please, we can continue the Club Penguin podcast.
Okay, well, thank you for all your clicks on those ads, and I'm going to say a bit more about the site before we go into the show. First off, we've added kind of a video podcast to our site, but this is for all the new people in Club Penguin who have just joined Club Penguin that want to know more about Club Penguin. And so it's called the Weekly Tour Guide. We just added it to our video section. We'll be adding one every week. Currently, we're just on number one. And a fan, Digo900, sends these in every week for us. They're a video. And it basically does a different part of Club Penguin, and it's a tour of. It's a great video tour, and please click on the ads on that part to keep the weekly tour guides coming. I hope you'll enjoy it. All you have to do to get to it is go to our video section and click on the weekly tour guide.
Yeah, it's really a great video. It comes out every week, and it's just good if you're starting off on Club Penguin. It's a really cool video, and check it out.
The first video reviews the coffee shop and the book room with the new Makalonga game, and also at the very end of each weekly tour guide, there's a review of the new paper. So it comes out every Thursday after the paper, and check it out.
Well, a new contest we have out that we brought to you last show, the Listener Art Contest. It's a good idea, a good contest, but we haven't got many submissions at all.
We're going to lengthen this a few more weeks since I know it takes a long time to draw and scan and send us the picture. So remember, please draw anything in Club Penguin. There will be two winners. And pretty much you can choose anything Club Penguin related and send it to our email at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com.
Let's dive. That's right, not cannibal. Let's dive into the news.
Well, to begin, let's talk about the new medieval party that was in Club Penguin. Our rumors were proved true, and yes, there was a medieval party, and my personal opinion, great party. Everywhere in Club Penguin was completely decorated.
Yeah, I like these type of parties, because, you know, everything's decorated, like Emilio said. It just changes the whole feeling of Club Penguin. Really great.
For example, the free item was a squire outfit. That was really cool for a free item. And at the lighthouse, they had a wizard hat. And in the town, there was kind of a pink princessy castle for the ski lodge. And I kind of liked it. It was different. My favorite room would actually be the huge lair thing on top of the ski mountain. There's this really cool mare there.
Yeah, my favorite part was probably the treehouse. Because there's all these cool steps you could go up and a ladder. And, like, I don't know if many people knew about it, but it was just a really cool addition. I wish they kept most of half of this stuff.
Yeah, and then there's also underground they even decorated. The boiler room became a smithy. And then there was a dragon there with an actual dragon that worked by pressing the buttons. And it would breathe fire and all this. It was a very cool party and definitely worthwhile, and it's a good thing that they extended it, but it was just another addition to the parties. And my personal opinion, great party. I think they could bring it back next year and pull it off.
Well, a new Igloo catalog came out, and it wasn't too bad. Usually when they come out, they just have one new thing. This time, one new thing. The cherry hardwood floor. Very nice floor, in my opinion. And a really cool look. Also, the bamboo floor came out. I haven't really seen it that much yet, but...
It would go good with the bamboo hut.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a cool idea, but I think the cherry was a little bit better. Now, they had also a new pink ice palace igloo. I mean, the...
Girly.
Yeah.
Following in the footsteps of the ice castle.
Yeah, ice castle, same thing, just different color. It's even cheaper, I don't know why that. Maybe because they're saying most people wouldn't like it as much, so why would they make something people don't like? Not terrible, not my favorite.
Yeah, it's following in the footsteps of the medieval, because they had the medieval party, so now they just had a medieval catalog. And there's also one more catalog, the... Better Igloos catalog, the furniture catalog, and Peter will go in depth on that.
The banners are a cool addition, you know, they've got like little puffles, kind of cool. Have all the regular stuff, and with all the chairs and stuff. And then they had these new chess castle and chess knight pieces, which are cool. I actually saw a really great idea. Someone had a checkered floor, like a black and white tile floor, and they had like a chess game going on.
That actually won the contest, the igloo contest, the medieval igloo contest. And don't forget that the chess and castle and knight, those can be used black if you just do the arrow keys. And there's a secret in the plants page. If you click on the palm tree part of plants, it'll bring up the palm tree. Same as last catalog, but also as good.
Yeah, they came out with a wheelbarrow. Cool addition. Just some small stuff in this catalog. Nothing that new. Also, if you click on the vase, it comes up with a plush gray chair, which looks quite nice. It's 5,600 coins, though.
560.
560, sorry. And on the kitchen sink, if you click on that, it comes up with that old cake that we used to have. Also, if you click on the plants, the large house plant, a coffee shop tree comes out.
And I'm going to do one last thing. There was a new Puffle catalog, new Puffle accessories, where they added birdhouses. They're just things you can hang on your wall, but they did add a new pet that's kind of like the turtle and the parrot. They don't really move much, but it's still cool. A koi pond. This is great for those of you who have a lawn floor. It looks really cool. I've seen a few igloos, and definitely worthwhile buy. Before we go into the reviews, I'm going to actually start up the rumors section right now. This has to do with CPIP, the Club Penguin Improvement Project, and there is a lot of news going around with that. Firstly, the new Penguin Mail update will be released in a matter of a week or two. Billy Bob never really says much on the CPIP blog of when release dates are. But the feature will be that you'll be able to send buddies a postcard even if they are not logged in. This is still possible in Club Penguin right now, so I don't know why they'd add that. You can just press the send mail thing right now and that would happen. And you'll also be able to delete and save your mail.
This is a great idea. Why not be able to save your mail and delete it, or be able to send mail to people that aren't even logged in? I mean, it's so tough if someone isn't logged in. You can't send them anything to say, like, come over to my igloo or something. It's a nice idea.
But they do need to add a few more things to it. First, I don't know if this will be part of it, but it would be really great if it could, if you could type personal messages in the postcards. Much better, so you could say, hey, meet me at the coffee shop at so-and-so time, instead of just sending the pre-made postcards. And there is a bunch of other updates that we are hoping that would be added, like maybe attaching money to the postcards. So you could say, hey, I know you're in debt, here's 500 coins.
Yeah, I really wish you could trade stuff in Club Penguin, or give people money, or, like, I don't know, just say, like, oh yeah, if we, like, win the game, I don't know, it's like, give bets, people money. Yeah.
It would be so much better if you could say, whoa, that's a really rare item. I'll pay you 2,000 coins for that or something. It would make Club Penguin so much cooler because it'd bring their economy up, maybe, and people would play it a lot more. And when I first heard about CPIP, I'm like, great, they're maybe going to release Penguin Trading, but so far no news on that.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope that's going to come out. We might have to wait a pretty long time for that, but if they gradually make improvements, we should be good.
And there's one more feature coming up. For those of you who have been in Club Penguin for years on end, you'll find out that you have collected hundreds of clothing items. So, coming up in a few weeks, a part of a CPIP project, you'll be able to organize your clothes, kind of like what happened in the igloo with all the different bars, like furniture, electronics. Pretty soon it'll be like that, but with your clothing, like hats, shoes. So you'll definitely be able to organize now, so you don't have to think like, oh yeah, I want to get that sweater, and you have to go digging all the way through hundreds of bars.
And we'd better get into the reviews.
For those of you who entered your books into the Penguin Contest this year for books, and, well, there are three winners now. It took a while for them to decide, but finally there is three new books in a one big book called Penguin Tales Spring of 08. The three stories on The Day My Puffle Went on an Adventure. It's a basic story between a guy who gets his Puffle lost, his Puffle goes on a weird adventure, and basic. On a Day's Work and My Puffle's Party. A Puffle throws someone a party in that one. So, it's basically the same thing as last year. The books are actually better than last year. They have a bit more depth and they're a bit cooler.
Yeah, I like this idea because it makes the penguins interact and show off their writing skills, and just a cool idea. Not too boring. So, I mean, not terrible stories or anything, just fun games.
So congratulations to all of you guys who entered in the book contest. Next, there was, if you took part in the CPIP test servers, there was a little prize for you today.
Yeah, you got a pretty cool, never-before-seen red helmet. And if you did the special move, then you could get a red drill. Just a cool little feature that they gave you, and definitely a little fun item for free.
Well, we don't have that many reviews today, so we're going to end off the show today with some listener comments and polls.
Well, we still have way more polls on the site that we added, and they're pretty cool.
Remember, go to our site, clubpenguinpodcast.com, and vote on our poll page, and you'll be able to actually participate in what we say on the show. So, we added four polls this week, but we're only going to read off two today.
Well, our first poll is, what is your penguin status? We had 23 votes total. Not a terrible turnout, not that great. Non-member was tied for second, 7 votes. 30% of the people said they were non-member. No one said they were about to become a member. Another tied for 30% said member. And long-time member, which Emilio and I are, said 39% that won. And our second poll that we'll read off today is, what's the favorite section of our podcast? In last place was reviews and listener feedback, 0%. In fourth place was news with 1 vote, 8%. Third place, music, 17%. Second place, the contest, 33%, and rumors, 42%. That's a good idea because, you know, people like to listen to the rumors, think about what's coming out in Club Penguin and everything.
So we'll put in a few more juicy rumors in the next few episodes. And now I'm going to close out the show with some listener emails. First, Camping12345 said that he found out a pattern for the plays that go on the stage. First, the space play came out, then a new play came out, then the 12 fish, then a new play, then the superhero play, then a new play. So what we're saying is after this 12 fish play is gone is that there'll be a new play, And then after that new play, there'll be a remake of an old play. So it's a great pattern that he noticed, and thanks for sending us that. And thank you to Viper12345 for telling us all the secrets. For example, the new anvil pin in the boiler room and all the secrets in the igloo catalog. And that does it for today's show. If we didn't get to your listener email, please email us at
clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com.
And visit our site at
clubpenguinpodcast.com.
So, don't forget to go to our site and visit the blog, maybe subscribe to the blog, subscribe to our podcast, and don't forget to click on the ads while you're there. Great support for our show. Please visit the site, clubpenguinpodcast.com, and we have one little request for you guys. We give you a great podcast, and we'd like something in return. First, click on the ads, thanks for that, but second, spread this around. Tell your friends who play Club Penguin this, and spread the word about our podcast. Make sure that a lot of people know, and maybe also know about our site. So, thank you for listening to our show today, and we're going to close out the show with some, of course, bloopers and some music. And so, until next time, waddle on! Blooper time! And there is one more improvement coming up soon, which would be an improvement of player card. For those of you who have been on Club Penguin for ages on end, like years, know that your player card gets filled with hundreds and hundreds of clothes. And Pippin, be quiet!